You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KOVC, and NewsDakota.com. Baseball season right around the corner. And we're talking with Enderlin Maple Valley head coach Kevin Bratlin. Coach, how you doing?
Good.
You guys had a good season last year. Let's start there. You guys take the championship series in Region 1 against Kindred. You move on to the state tournament. Not as successful as you would have liked to have been at state, but what was that experience like in terms of growing these players on your team to become better for this year?
Yeah, we started out the season, you know, after we got back from Florida last year. I believe we rattled off maybe 3-4 region wins in a row, and then we kind of hit the doldrums there. I think, if I remember correctly, our offense kind of got away from us, and then, our pitching fell into place with Chance Bai and Jake Johnson and Brandon Nutke, Dakota Mark, right at the tournaments, and so did our bats. You know, our region is year in and year out. It's pretty tough, and we were pretty fortunate to get to the state tournament. And like you said, our pitching was pretty good. I thought we pitched well enough to win some games at state, but we just struggled to score runs. But we're looking, you know, for that to carry over this year.
And getting ready for the season, I've seen a lot on social media for you guys with just everyone's been dealing with it with the conditioning of the field and clearing the snow and a lot of that work. What are some of those obstacles that you guys have seen in the early part in just getting that field ready to go?
In all my years of coaching, 29 in high school, this is the worst. You know, 97, we had a battle with snow, and nothing like this, man. We've had 3 feet of snow from corner to corner there, but I got a hold of a couple farmers, some friends here, that got out there with their tractors the day after that last storm we had here a little over a week ago, and they were able to blow it off, and boy, it burned the snow off in a hurry. You do have some moisture out there, but it sure put us ahead of the game here by about 2-3 weeks here. We'll see. You know, it depends on, you know, how much sun we get right now, but we're more optimistic than what we were here a week and a half ago.
What have you had to do to adapt to, you know, getting these guys practicing, and what are you doing differently right now because of it?
Well, we're in our typical preseason mode here. You know, you're in the gym, and I've always said it. I don't mind being in the gym for a week or 2 weeks. We do a lot of fundamental stuff, both offensively and defensively. You know, and then individual work. But when it comes down to doing team-type things, then it gets to be a little bit more challenging because of the space constraints. But, you know, we're making do. There's not much else you can do but roll with it and just keep getting your reps in. You throw your bullpens. We're fortunate we got a batting cage inside and pitching machine. We just do things like that. We got outside yesterday to take some fly balls for the first time, so we do have some dry ground out there to do that. So I think we're probably better off than a lot of people are in our area.
Just looking at how your team is built this year, you have a lot of seniors, a lot of guys with a lot of experience. Those players you mentioned earlier who came around for you guys late in the year, a lot of those guys are back. Do you feel in that sense that you're maybe a few steps ahead from other teams in this area?
Well, you'd like to think that, but like I said, when you have teams like Kindred and Castleton and Lemoore is going to be loaded this year after the success they had last summer. They have some young guys. They've got some great seniors over there. Oaks has got a great crew. They were the number one seed going to the region tournament last year, you know, and we got fortunate against them as a 4 seed to knock them off. But, you know, we do have some experience back. We only lost 2 seniors in Dusty Kosowski and Nathan Emmerman last year. 2 big guys, Dusty All-State in center field and offensively for us. But, you know, you like to think that the experience that we have is going to count for something. And I keep telling the guys, you know, we got to keep working hard. We can't take anything for granted. And because, you know, how powerful and good our region is from top to bottom.
What are some big things, you know? I know offense, again, a struggle last year. Is that maybe the biggest concern right now is getting those bats coming alive early and consistently?
That is. That's a big thing. You know, and as fast as it can come around, it can leave. And that was the area, and I we're trying to emphasize that here a little bit, is to concentrate that on that a lot, is being consistent offensively, not having holes. And I think our lineup is going to be all right 1 through 9, getting guys on base, manufacturing runs when we're not hot. We got to find out ways to scratch runs across. We got to the state tournament last year. We pitched real well, and I think we scored 1 run in 3 games. So we need to keep that in the back of our heads and keep grinding and find out ways to produce runs.
We're talking with Kevin Bratlin, head coach of Enderlin Maple Valley Baseball. Coach, another year for you guys. You get to take a trip onto Florida, and you get to play some live baseball, and you get to play against some good competition. How forward do you guys look to this trip every year?
Oh, that's huge. Not every school gets to do it. A lot of the coaches in our region say their administration won't let them take on something like that. So I think our guys realize how lucky that we are, to take on something like this. Normally we don't do it in back-to-back years, but we had some parents that approached me towards the end of the summer last year and asked if we could, and I said it's fine with me if we get board approval and the administrators approve it, and they did at both schools. And I think it's huge, especially with the way the weather is here right now. We're going to get down there. We leave Thursday morning bright and early, and we'll land in Orlando about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll be practicing by 5 o'clock down there. So we get 2 practices, 5 games in 2 days, and that's going to make us, or give us, that much more of a jump than everybody else.
There's a lot of fundraising I know involved to make a trip like this happen. How much do you see the communities step up to get the players out there to Florida?
No, I was just telling somebody else, not only our school is good about letting us go, but our community has been great about supporting us and being behind us and doing things like this. A lot of our fundraising is we do odd jobs for people in the community on a donation type basis. And no matter what we do, they usually do donate very generously, and without having that, things like this wouldn't be possible. So the other part of it is to, give the kids a sense of ownership in it. Something's not just handed to them, a little pride in earning this trip too. So there's a little bit into it that way too.
When you play against some of these teams in Florida, presumably a lot of these teams have seen some innings, have seen some games already because of the climate they live in. But when you play against these teams, do you look at the score, or are you looking at maybe pitchers locating pitches and batters putting good at-bats against good pitchers?
That's exactly it. The wins and losses are secondary. Like you said, it's getting out, getting reps. We'll get ground balls probably on a decent surface out there for the first time. Seeing pitches, like you said, throwing strikes, going against live competition. It's going to be some pretty good competition too. And then, like you said, seeing some pitches and trying just to get solid contact. We usually go down there, struggle to score runs right away. But we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. Last year we had a little bit of success with it because we were, for the most part, matched up with competition that was pretty comparable to us.
I believe it was last year you guys went out there and played and you came back, and it was still some downtime before games started rolling. Even though we have had a lot of snow, we might be able to get the season here started hopefully sooner than we did last year. But do you feel that if you are able to do that, play these games in Florida and then roll right into your Region 1 season as scheduled, that maybe you might see some more success come your way?
Yeah, I think it was about 2 weeks that we were inside after we got back from Florida last year. So, you hope that that experience carries over. But if it gets to be too long, you kind of, a little bit of the rust does develop. But I still think that seeing live competition, those 5 games and being outside that long is a definite bonus for us.
We're talking with head coach of Enderlin Maple Valley, Kevin Bratlin. Coach, good luck on your trip to Florida, and we'll be talking again here this season.
All right. Thanks, Joel.